All right, good evening, everyone. To continue a little bit in the halachos of Kiddush, so the Shulchan Aruch writes, Nashim chayavos bekiddush. Women are chayiv to make Kiddush as well, or I should say chayiv in the mitzvah of Kiddush. Now, of course, the novelty in this statement is afa pishu mitzvas aseh shazman grama, even though, again, Kiddush is a time-bound commandment, and under normal circumstances we say that women are exempt from time-bound commandments. Nevertheless, women will still be chayavos, will still be obligated in Kiddush. Why? Mishum de'iskish zachar l'shamar. Because remember again, when it comes to Shabbos, there are two separate and independent directives. There's zachar esyam Shabbos l'kadsho. Zachar refers to the positive commandments of Shabbos, Onik Shabbos, Sudo Shabbos, and Shomor. Shomor refers to the prohibitions of Shabbos, the Lamatas Malachos. So the Gemara Masechet Shabbos explains that kol sheyeshno b'shmira, yeshno b'zchira. Whoever is obligated to observe the prohibitions of Shabbos is also obligated to observe the positive aspect, or the positive commandments of Shabbos as well. So in the same way that women are bound by the Lamatas Malachos, right? A woman can't say, I could do whatever I want on Shabbos because Shabbos is a time-bound commandment. Although it would be a good argument, but again, it doesn't work because remember, the exemption from time-bound commandments is only by what? Only by asses, only by positive commandments. There's no such thing as being exempted from a time-bound commandment that is an Avera. So once we know ultimately that women are bound by the prohibitions of Shabbos, therefore by definition they are bound by the positive commandments of Shabbos as well. Interestingly enough, we find this where else, you know, this discussion also comes up by Pesach. Because remember again, the obligation to eat the kizayis of matzah, women should also technically be exempt because again, it's a time-bound commandment. Yet women are obligated to eat matzah. Why? Same argument, the Gemara says. Kol sheyeshna bebatocha chametz, whoever is bound by the prohibition of chametz consumption is obligated in the positive commandment of matzah consumption. Therefore, as paskins the Shulchan Aruch, that women will be chayavos in Kiddush on Shabbos mishum de'iskish zachar l'shamar. V'hani noshi hoil ve'isnu b'shmira, since women are obligated in Shmiras Shabbos, which refers again to the keeping of the prohibitions of Shabbos, therefore isnuhu b'zechira. Therefore they will be bound in the positive commandments of Shabbos as well, and therefore they are obligated mid oraisa in the mitzvah of Kiddush on Shabbos. V'hani karani ben akash omer, rotzkish baruch l'zakol says, Yisrael l'fichach, herba lohem torbis ha'shneh ma'adnech ve'tzman. Sitka Yagdil Torah Vyadir.